Well, welcome to the show. I'm Jackie Campbell and you're listening to District 32 Radio. Today I am joined by someone who seems to have a bit of a solution to a what could only be described as a new age problem. Have you ever had your identity stolen? Do you think, hang on a minute, I'm sure I ordered a credit card. Where the hell did it go? Or you've missed that blasted parcel that's been sitting apparently in the post office for the last week and a half and you haven't managed to get it before they send it back to whoever sent it to you to start with. Well, we have the solution. We're joined today by Andrew Latta from Mailboxes Etc. I'd love to know what the etc sounds like. Joondalup. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
So what is this Mailboxes Etc thing?
Mailboxes Etc is a franchise.
Okay.
It's the world's largest non-food franchise.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's huge. 1,600 stores worldwide.
Right.
4,000 with all the other bits and pieces they bolt on as part of their business.
Sounds like Western Union.
Yeah, something like that. Started in the 80s in America. Is now owned by the Italians and is getting bigger and bigger every day. We just opened in November, so fairly new in this area.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So we're getting to know the local community. And our business, the mailbox side of our business, is exactly what it is, mailboxes. Personal and business mailboxes. Different to a PO box, with our system, you actually get a physical street address.
Right, okay. Rather than being PO box 435 Joondalup.
Exactly. So if you take one of ours, you become... you may have a special number you prefer, so you would become suite number 10, 115 Grand Boulevard in Joondalup. That address gives you so much more than a PO box number. With that address, you can register a business against it. You can receive mail. Some of the courier companies will not deliver to a PO box number, especially some of the parcels.
Right.
We will. We're there. Office hours, so we will receive your parcels for you, so you don't have to be at home or, you know, get that dreaded card in your post box when you get home and have to try and manage to get to the post office to pick it up yourself, even though you've paid for having it delivered.
That drives me nuts. It happens so often, especially when I order stuff in from overseas,
exactly.
Because you're not quite sure when it's going to arrive. You can't leave instruction which says, please leave at my door.
Exactly.
Despite the fact it's my parcel, and as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to leave it anywhere you
absolutely.
Damn well choose. And then I get a card, I work late, and I'm going, oh, and you know you can almost hear that countdown clock.
Absolutely.
5 days, 4 days, 3 days.
Yeah, and we don't have those kind of limitations. We'll receive your parcel. You just receive an email from us saying, hey, you've got a parcel here. An owner of a mailbox has 24-hour access. It's all secure, swipe card entry. You can come in when you like, 1 a.m. Doesn't really matter, you know, whatever's available, whatever's comfortable for you guys, and you access your mailbox, take your parcel, and, you know, that's it.
Right.
So, you know, a pretty good system, very good for home-based businesses, especially those people who are running sort of home-based business and also working, and so time's, you know, of the essence for a lot of these guys. We do have private customers as well, students, international students who tend to maybe move around, move addresses a fair bit. They have one fixed address, which is easy for them to access just the mail from overseas, from the family and things. So, yeah, it's a pretty robust system. It's worldwide. Some companies use it as to make themselves appear a lot bigger than they perhaps are. So they'll
would never happen.
No,
not with small businesses.
Absolutely.
Come on.
So they will be they'll rent a box in every capital city in Australia. So, and with that address, you automatically get a Google PIN. So your footprint in Australia makes you look a lot bigger than you possibly really are.
Mm-hmm.
And as we all know, you know, people like that sort of thing. Everybody checks you out on Google as soon as you've walked away from them. You know, somebody's probably going to use a company that's got an office, a possible office in every capital city, rather than just maybe from their house. So, you know, it just lends a bit of kudos to those companies.
See, that's the point. The from your house thing is important, because I mean, there's no reason that a business which is running out of someone's lounge room or off the kitchen table isn't as good as someone who's running from a rented office in a multi-story building.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I've had some fantastic service from a number of people who, you know, work out of their bedroom, so to speak. Well, no, that sounds all kinds of wrong. But people who perhaps work out of their lounge room, let's leave it there. But it's the perception which goes with it, which is interesting. And that Google PIN thing is a really interesting point, because if I have my home address, that Google PIN ends up on my home, which is fine, but it's pretty darn obvious as soon as you hit Google that all of a sudden in the middle of Bellevue you have a electrician and you're going, no, that seems unlikely. And so it automatically reinforces that I'm a home business, which some people just can't quite get over.
Exactly. So, you know, you can go and Google a company. They have a really nice website. And like you say, you go and look at where they actually exist physically, and it's in the middle of suburbia. So you know it's a home business. Now, there's nothing wrong with home businesses. I mean, there's so many of them. So many tradies work from home, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, small business and home business employees,
astronomical.
It's the majority of the workforce, despite what you assume.
Absolutely. So, you know, that's not the issue as such. It's the perception that people have. You know, they can use one of our mailboxes. They're not going to have people turn up at their house with complaints or queries, or you know, they might come into our office, and it has happened.
We can't
hand out that information, so we just take a message and we say we'll pass it on. It just goes into the mailbox. You know, maybe phone this guy, phone whatever. So, you know, it's pretty secure. We're not going to tell people homes addresses and find they've got people turning up at their house.
Thumping down.
It's not a good look.
No. So, is it just mailboxes you do? What does the et cetera stand for?
The et cetera was added as the business has grown. The et cetera is the other services we do is we are shipping agents.
Okay.
So we ship for FedEx, Toll, TNT and DHL. Multitude of business services for getting documents, parcels out of the country or into the country or around Australia or local couriers. We ship all sorts of things. All sorts of things. We've done fine art. We do a lot of legal documents, a lot of visa applications. You know, we're time of the essence. You know, the legal people take their time, and then suddenly these documents have to be on the other side of the planet in 24 hours.
Right.
Well, yeah, we pretty much do it. We're pretty good.
So no elephants, no gold toothbrushes.
Not yet. Nothing live. We can do dangerous goods. We are certified for dangerous goods, and that sounds really wow. But that's as simple as something with a battery in it. They're all classed as dangerous goods.
Right, okay.
A mobile phone being sent across the world, there's not so many couriers will take it because it's classed. Lithium batteries are dangerous goods.
Right.
We're certified to send those.
So a dangerous good doesn't necessarily have to be something with teeth?
No.
Or that goes tick, tick, bang.
It's not necessarily going to bite your arm or, you know, we haven't done an animal yet.
there's a challenge.
They could be awkward to wrap, but there you go.
There's actually a Facebook video you've got to see if you're about wrapping a cat. So they can be wrapped. I've seen them.
I'm sure. And the other part of our business is printing.
Right.
It's probably easier to tell you what we don't print. We pretty much print anything.
Cats. Apparently you don't print cats.
As well, yeah. And we can send it as well. So printing-wise, from business cards all the way up to outdoor signage, shop fit-outs type signage, and vehicles. We're looking at doing boats at the moment, so we've been asked a couple of times recently for putting vinyl stickers on boats.
So the names and things were full wraps?
One of them was a full wrap, a giant octopus.
Of course.
Obviously, right across a speedboat, which actually looked very good, but we're negotiating that one at the moment.
Fantastic. Okay, so the et cetera sounds not quite like a laundry list, but certainly adjunct services to what you're doing.
There's a lot of things we do. There's a lot of add-ons. We're not just the mailboxes. Mailboxes was the predominant part of the business when it opened in the 80s. That's obviously, like I say, they've added bits as they come along. They bought other companies that they've sort of shoehorned into the services. So we do a lot of the print on site, but we pretty much do anything with print. Like I say, outdoor signage, graphics, T-shirts. It's kind of endless, that side of things.
Okay. So on the print side of things, one of the things I often struggle with is I only need a few of something. It might be three T-shirts or two mugs. Is there a minimum sort of kind of order that we need to be looking at here?
There is often, and that's generally because more, obviously, cost per unit comes down. Where you initially with print, your big cost is at the front end. You've got a big setup charge, and then your cost per unit becomes spread across a larger number. Whereas if you're ordering three or four, it can be quite expensive up front. we try and negate that where we can, and we will do one. If somebody wants a t-shirt, we can certainly do that. But two is usually half the price of one.
Right, of course.
So, you know, just because of that side of things. And we're not unique. That's kind of, you know, the world over.
Good to know, though. You've got to know these things up front.
Yes.
Okay, so if they need, people are looking at disassociating themselves necessarily from where they live with their businesses. They will need to talk to you about mailboxes, printing, shipping of documents, DHL, all that sort of kind of stuff. Where do they find you?
We are Unit 5, 115 Grand Boulevard.
Right.
We are right opposite the ANZ Bank in the CBD.
Cool.
So fairly accessible. There's parking out the front. There's parking around the back. That's where we are.
So drop you an email, drop in, drop you...
Email, our number is 6102 2886.
Right.
And our email, very easy, joonalup@mbe.com.au.
Fantastic. I'm sure that will be brilliant. I think the best thing would be if you've got a problem which sits sort of kind of vaguely in the area...
It's somewhere there.
Give you a call and then you can work out how to move forward.
Yep.
Brilliant.
It's all about solutions.
Cool. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you.
Lovely. Thank you very much.